Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation. The eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, Jacob and Esau, is the second in a trilogy entitled The Brothers by Peter Lyon. Donald Buca will play Jacob, and Ralph Bell will be heard as Esau. Testimony of wisdom. There are many devices in a man's heart. Pride and deceit are there. There also are humility and contrition. My brother, I put forth my hand to mischief, and my tongue was perverse. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. His contentions are like the bars of a castle. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived, and the children struggled within her. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his name was called Jacob. These brothers were like the myrtle and the thorn bush, which seem alike in their early days, but when they attain to full growth, the myrtle is known by its fragrance, yet the thorn bush is known by its thorns.
At your study still, my brother?
At them still, Esau.
But why? The sun is sliding down the slope of afternoon. Come on, what's Mortimer?
What more? I've only learned from all I've learned how little I've learned.
Jacob, look. You see the copse of laurels just beyond the river?
Yes.
In that grove there waits a maiden, black-eyed, laughing, with tender hands that curve and pull my hair and stroke along my cheek. Just think, my brother, she is waiting. Here's knowledge you can't find in books.
Esau?
I'd bid my Judith call her sister, if you say the word.
No, please.
Brother, younger brother. Are you blushing?
Well, you're of one birth, you and I.
Ha-ha. But I'm the older, Jacob, you'll admit it. I'm the older.
What, 60 seconds?
Enough to claim the birthright, Jacob. What, 60 seconds? A brief eternity, my brother, younger brother. And so I'll head the family when our fathers...
No! Now, that's enough.
You're sure you will not come with me and learn your lessons lying in the laurels?
Go on, Esau, go on.
Ha-ha. Now, there's a stupid scholar.
Jacob.
Mother.
Shh. Don't be alarmed.
You were standing there. You heard where he was going?
I know my children, Jacob. Nothing that I hear from you or him can grieve me. I know you both.
And you were standing there for all the time.
I know what's in his heart and yours, who are the older.
But he's the older. You told me that yourself. You bore him first.
You're hunters, Jacob, you and he. You both hunt men.
I? But I'm a student.
And if one son hunts men to take their souls from God... And if one son hunts men to bring their souls to God,
Now you speak in riddles.
Why, then the answer's plain. Who brings the souls of men to God must claim his birthright. Jacob.
Mama.
You'll puzzle out this riddle when the moment's ripe.
And it came to pass that when Abraham's years which he lived numbered 175, that Abraham asked of his son Isaac to send to him his two grandsons Esau and Jacob, that he might bless them ere he died.
Who is it?
It is I, sir, Jacob, son of Isaac.
Jacob, kneel here, Jacob, by my hand, where I shall see you. Your brother is not with you?
No, sir, he is hunting in the fields, as is his wont.
Hunting. It is as well, my son, for what I have to say is for your ears alone. Let rest your hand in mine. That's it. My eyes are not so bright as once they were. Your father told you I would give my blessing?
Yes, sir.
It is not so. When I am gone, the Lord will do what seemeth best to him.
What he will do is right.
But, Jacob, there is something you should hear before I go. No blessing, but instruction. When, as your father follows me to God, who then will guide our family in his ways, who help our people prosper, keep them well and unified together, who keep the peace among our warring cousins, who judge the rights and wrongs that happen in each day throughout all lifetime, who guarantee our seed will multiply, who keep our name perpetuated down the ages.
My brother Esau is the firstborn.
True. Your brother has the birthright. On him, by settled custom, will devolve the headship of our family. And yet...
What would you tell me, sir?
You know I know you'd do the better job. You know I know your brother's weak. A man of lust.
No, it's...
Don't interrupt me, Jacob. Least of all, to contradict the truth you know is true. Your brother Esau tricks men into liking him. He doesn't fear the Lord. Respects him not, scorns worships, spends his days in idleness and gaming. Is it not so?
It's so.
You think because I'm old, I cannot see. Now then, let's turn to some less painful matter. What I ask of you is this, that all your days you do what should by birthright be your brother's task. Strive to keep our people praised throughout the land, and keep their footsteps in the ways of God. You promise me?
I'll do my utmost, sir.
Good. That's all, my son. Now ask your mother if she'll come to me.
And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life which he lived. 115 years. Then Abraham expired and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people. And the heart of Jacob was heavy within him. And as with sorrow he was preparing a dish of food, behold, his brother Esau came in from the field, and he was faint.
Jacob, quickly, steal a look across the meadow. Is there sign of any running in pursuit?
Of you?
Just look, I'll tell you why.
There's no one.
Good. Now then, look here. Just see what I've got.
Why, it's the...
Yes. The hunter's magic cloak. I'll have to hide it somewhere.
But that belongs to Nimrod.
How came it to your hand?
Oh, you gods, I'm tired. I'll wager I've run 6 miles this afternoon.
How came you by that cloak?
And hungry, too. Where's meat?
How came you by that cloak?
You want to know? I killed him.
Nimrod?
Him and his 2 bodyguards as well.
Oh, Esau.
I fought them fair. They're 3 against 1. So now the cloak is mine. The magic hunting cloak. There's none can say that Esau is not now the strongest, bravest hunter in the land.
Esau.
And if there's none pursuing, why, then that means there's none to know what I've done. And now I'll eat. What's on the fire? Why, this is only lentils.
It's all we'll eat today.
But why?
Because our father's father's dead. He died this afternoon. And what he spoke before he died was truth.
He's dead? Well, what have lentils got to do with that?
Because they're round. And
ever roll around, as death and sorrow also roll eternally around among all men. Now coming to this one and now to that. So it's symbolic of our mourning for his death to eat them now. For he will know we grieve, and so will love us for it.
You mean this nonsense?
Esau!
This is talk for fools.
So Abraham is dead, and that's too bad. But he was very old and surely would have died. If not today, why then the next day or the next? Now, Jacob, please. The dead are dead and molder in their graves, but I'm alive and want to eat.
The Lord has said...
Oh, Jacob, come now. You're along with me. No need for all this pious talk. Come, I'm hungry. If that stew is all there is, why, give me some of it.
You mock the word the Lord has spoken. On the very day he died, and while your hands still drip the blood of those who murdered, yet you scorn the memory of Abraham and do dishonor to my grief.
I'm sorry.
You sorry? You don't know the meaning of the word. You do dishonor to your birthright.
And now I come to think of it, of what avails my birthright? Will it keep me warm? Or can I eat it as I'd eat the stew of beans?
Esau!
I'll tell you what, my brother, here's a trade. All yours, the birthright, if I get the stew.
And I believe you'd do it, too.
Why, sure I'll do it. Here's my hand to seal the bargain. Shake?
I'll shake. And here's your stew.
You look as though you hope I choke. Now, that's the shrewdest bargain ever struck.
Ah, oh, you fool.
The birthright. What brains you had are addled. It's too much prayer has done it, that's a fact.
Beans taste good.
And can you say the same for what you got?
The birthright has no taste. And neither power has a taste.
What's that? What power is that?
The power that I won when you despised your birthright, Esau. Younger brother.
And so you have the birthright. Why then sad?
I do not like the way it happened. Trickery is not the tool of honor. Esau looks at me and looks...
My son, you've prayed.
I doubt that God will hear my voice.
When next you kneel to pray, why, ask yourself... Who was it offered first to trade the birthright for the lentils? Was it you, or was it Esau?
It was Esau.
Then why do you say trickery?
Tell me, Mother, do you think all's happened for the best?
I do and do, my son.
Then will you tell me now, what meant you by that riddle when you called me older of us two?
Not now, my son. Not yet. The moment's still not ripe.
And it came to pass that Isaac, their father, was old, and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see. He called Esau, his oldest son, and said unto him,
My son.
And Esau said unto him,
Behold, here am I. Behold, now, Esau, I am old, and know not when will come my time of death.
But, father...
On this night does God unlock his storehouses of dew, and angels sing his praises, and ask of him... To grant us rain. It is time for favor. And he smiles. Now therefore, son, take up your weapons, your bow and quiver, and go into the fields to hunt me game.
My arrows never will have flown so true.
Bring to me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me so that I may eat once more and bless you ere I die.
I'm off. And I'll bring back the plumpest venison you ever tasted.
And it came to pass that when Esau had gone to the fields to hunt for venison, Rebekah sought for Jacob, her younger son. And when she found him, she spake unto him, saying,
Now, Jacob, we must act with speed. Just hear what's happened.
What?
Sent your brother Esau out to hunt him meat.
So then?
But don't you see? He means to give to him when he returns the blessing that by rights should go to you.
But why by rights to me?
Don't stand about and waste our time with questions. Quick, I'll need two tender kids. You choose them from the flock of goats and bring them back to me.
You mean you're going to trick our father?
You see, I'll swiftly cook them, cunningly, to suit his taste. And then you'll take it to him. He will eat. And in the sight of God, you'll get the blessing as is right.
But where's the justice? Surely if my father wants to bless my brother Esau, he knows
you
best.
You ask for justice. Was it just for you to take the birthright when your brother hungered? Was it?
Esau made the offer.
Jacob struck the bargain. No, my son. And justice here cries out that Esau is not worthy to be blessed.
But my father...
Would himself know whom to bless, had he his eyesight? Now his very blindness is an omen in our favor. Go, I'll warm the pots to stew the meat.
But, mother, Esau is a hairy man, and I am smooth of skin. Now, if our father stretches out his hand and finds me out, then I'll be cursed, not blessed.
Why, then, I'll skin the kids and drape the skins around your arms and neck. I warrant you'll be hairy to his touch.
Oh, dear mother. I am torn. Such trickery, not twice to so supplant my brother.
Son!
Don't ask me to do this thing.
So you're quite willing he should lead our tribe.
He lead?
And so his evil shall supplant your righteousness. His sloth, your industry. His blasphemy, your piety. His sins against both God and man prevail against your wisdom and your good.
No, no.
So shall he then regain the birthright?
No.
The moment's come, my son, to answer you the riddle I once put. You'd rather never trick your father and your brother thus. Your opposition does you honor. But I say you must. And here's the why of it. For years, I was a barren wife. We prayed the Lord to grant me children, and he heard our prayer. I conceived. And from the first, and deep within, my womb was racked with strife. I prayed the Lord and asked, if this be so, why am I thus? God answered, there are two within thy womb, two warring nations in thy bowels. Each contending which shall be the master, which the slave. One strong a fist, the other's strength in prayer. He, though younger, yet shall rule his brother. You're the younger, Jacob. You found strength in prayer. You must rule.
This is the word of God, that I must fight my brother.
It is the word of God that he shall serve who first was born. God grant that you and Esau shall one day make peace and live together, friends.
Amen.
But now to work and fast, or Esau will return. You'll choose the kids.
I'll do it.
And Jacob went to the flock and fetched from thence two good kids of the goats and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father and said,
My father.
He said,
Here am I. Who are you, my son?
It is I, your firstborn Esau. I have done as you commanded me. Arise then, if you will, and sit to eat the venison, and so your soul may bless me.
Ah, the smell is rich and good. Just set it here, my son. I never thought I'd eat so soon. How is it that you slew the deer so swiftly, son?
The Lord your God was good enough to smile on my pursuit.
But you give the credit to the Lord? There's a puzzlement. It's more like Jacob to give thanks to God.
Don't fret your mind, sir, with such trifles. Eat, fall through.
A moment, if we wait. Come over here, my son. Come close to me. I wonder if you really are my son Esau or not.
But, sir, you surely doubt me not.
Come here to me. I touch your hand.
Yes, sir.
Voice, Jacob's voice. Sure, these hands are Esau's hands. Forgive me, son, this blindness fogs my mind.
There's nothing to forgive. I've only sympathy for your affliction, sir.
But you are sure that you're my older son, you're Esau? You are he?
I am.
Now's the time to eat. Just bring it near me. Set it down.
It's here, sir.
Good. And now, I'll give my blessing. You are on your knees?
Yes, sir.
To me, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field, blessed by God. And so may God give you dew, yea, from heaven, and of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. And you shall sow the ground, and it shall be fat and plenteous. Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brothers, and may your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be all that bless you.
And it came to pass, when Esau came in from his hunting and learned of what had happened, that he was very wroth with his brother Jacob. And he sought his mother out and taxed her with the knowledge of what her younger son had done.
You burst in here. You'd talk to me.
I think you know what Jacob's done to me. I look at you and now I think you know. And you approve. And now I know you planned what he has done.
What do you mean? You're speaking to your mother.
Look at me and tell me that you had no hand in what he did.
What's this? Son of mine now dares to frown and stamp his foot and try to stare me down.
Ever since I married Judith, it's the same. Just because you hate my wife, you side with Jacob, and you plot against me with my father, and you count the days until you'll drive me from my home. Is it not so?
You overreach yourself.
From you, such accusations come with sorry grace.
You'd best be gone. Goodbye.
I leave. I leave you with this vow. The days of mourning for my father are at hand. And when he dies, then will I slay my brother Jacob.
And Rebekah sent him call Jacob, her younger son, to her, and said unto him,
Behold, your brother Esau purposes to kill you.
As I feared. Now must I go and speak to
him. Not now, no, Jacob. Not while he is burning in his present rage. Obey my voice. Arise and fly to where my brother Laban lives and stay with him.
But what I did, it was not wrong. It was the word of God.
Go on, my son, go on. Pack up your things. Some meat and bread and cheese. I've seen your brother. Talk to him and know what he proposes.
Mother, I would like to talk to him myself. I would like to make my peace.
When you return, a fortnight, nevermore, I'll send for you. You'll go. Do this for me, your mother asks. I could not bear it if my son should harm my son.
My mother asks, I'll go.
And it came to pass that Jacob went out from Beersheba and went to Haran into the land of the people of the east, into the house of his mother's brother Laban. Nor did he sojourn there for just a fortnight, nor yet for just a year. For it is told how Jacob stayed with Laban his uncle for 20 years, working for him, tending his flocks, marrying his daughters, and learning his responsibilities. And it came to pass that after 20 years, Jacob had much cattle and maidservants and manservants and camels and asses. And he set out to return to Isaac his father in Canaan with all his kinfolk and his flocks. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau his brother. And he commanded them, saying,
This shall you tell my brother Esau. I have sent to ask in hope that I'll find grace with him.
And the messenger returned to Jacob with word that his brother Esau was come to meet him. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked. And behold, Esau came. And with him, 400 men.
Now had I hoped my brother Esau would forgive. But if he'll not, then all I can is put my trust in God.
And Jacob bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him. And they wept.
My brother, Jacob, 20 years. They've left you handsome.
I had feared you came with men to fight me.
What you did is done. I cannot love you for it, nor yet would seek revenge.
Then you will forgive.
Forgive? You seek too much.
But Esau...
Tell me, who are these that come behind you?
Here's my family. These are the children God has graciously bestowed upon your servant.
But these flocks of cattle and these camels, all these servants...
They are yours, my brother, if by giving them I find forgiveness in your eyes.
No, I have enough, my brother. Content yourself that we can compromise by living each and letting live. A soldier's patience being stretched may snap.
We live in peace.
But not together.
No.
Our ways are different. You look upon the face of God.
And you?
Goodbye, my brother.
Yet my heart is with you, Esau. Better after 20 years stay stranger. Fare you well, and God be with you.
And the days of their father Isaac were 180 years. And Isaac died and was gathered unto his people, being old and full of days. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him in the cave of Machpelah, where his father and mother and his wife were buried before him. And when he was buried, then Esau said unto his brother,
And now we should arrange the sharing of our father's wealth.
So soon.
But Jacob...
Yes, yes, you're right. You always were a man to face the facts.
There's one fact sure. Despite your trick of years ago, I'm older. So it's I should have the right to take first choice of what he left.
You're older.
You deny it?
No. No, I'll strike a bargain for you, Esau. See, one portion is his gold, his silver, cattle, flocks, his slaves and all.
That's one. But what is left?
This cave. This cave of Machpelah. And Isaac's claim upon the Holy Land which God did promise would be his.
But Jacob...
Yes?
That land... The Canaanites, a mighty people, hold that land. Now, how avails the promise of your God?
You choose the wealth, leave me your land?
You always were a fool. I choose the gold. You take the promise of the promised land.
And this is the testimony. My brother shall dwell in his tent on the hill without me, and he shall walk in all his ways without me. For our unity was broken upon the rocks, and our peace is troubled. Eternal Light drama today, Jacob and Esau, was the second in a biblical trilogy entitled The Brothers by Peter Lyon. Donald Bucher played Jacob and Ralph Bell Esau. The music was composed by Morris Mamorski and conducted by Milton Catens. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. The third part of our trilogy next week will be Joseph and Benjamin. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. If you have any comments or inquiries about today's broadcast, please write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.